Loyal Inc. is bonding at Camp Anawana. Dawn and Ashley are back at square one. And deuces to Lily and Reese. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Bye-bye, say bye-bye to her. We decided to switch it up this week. What's up, Black and Crew Chicago? We usually hit it with the four, Shy Time, but this time we thought it was appropriate to hit you with Deuces by Chris Brown. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm your girl, Nakia Monet. Welcome to the Black and Crew Chicago After Show. Woo-hoo. Our girl Carmen is not here today, but she will be back next week. But I got my girls with me.
Yes, yay. What's up, guys? I'm Elle Marie.
And I'm Drew.
Guys,
hey, what's my name?
Drew J. Did you guys have a good Labor Day weekend?
I did.
I was like, y'all.
I was trying to think what I did, and I was like, oh, I was with y'all.
We were with each other bonding. I was bonding and sleeping most of the time. But these guys got to bond this week at camp, and there was a lot happening. So, but before we get started, what are your overall thoughts?
I was annoyed. Annoyed with several people this episode. So we'll get into it. But Lily, Reese, and Van.
Oof.
Bye.
Deuces. Bye-bye.
Listen.
What's your thoughts, Drew?
I've been saying the same thing about Reese since day one. Yeah. And this just backed it up more. And I don't think you have to be able to tattoo to be valuable to this team. And I think that was proven tonight. And bye. Goodbye.
There's a lot going on, but just to let you guys know, we have some cool news and gossip, and we're bringing back the whole Tattoo 101, where we're going to show you our favorite tats by our favorite tattoo artists, because they are tattoo artists. We tend to forget that sometimes. So we're going to do that segment a little later in some of our predictions, but let's get started, y'all. So I know you guys are frustrated, because I'm frustrated. I'm aggravated. As we've seen last week and this week, Lily and Reese are gone. They said they were quitting because they were upset because Dawn and the crew had Junior's back, even though it was proven that Junior didn't even put his hands on these girls.
So why are you still mad?
I don't get it. It's ridiculous. Also, like, grow up. Mm-hmm. Just grow up. I don't expect any. If I have a problem with someone, it is a problem that I have with them. I don't expect my friends to automatically have a problem with people, especially when they've known those people longer than they've known me.
Hello.
You sound hella childish.
Right.
And you look stupid because at the end of the day, Junior didn't do anything to you.
Exactly.
You're just mad and jealous.
Yeah, like, you guys are asking for too much. Like, I just feel like your issues, Lily, were your issues with Junior. You guys should have never did what you did, and I feel like you guys shouldn't bring 9 Mag all Loyal Inc. into it. And for you to be mad at Dawn or anyone else, because all they're saying is, look, I still got love, and we don't know if he hit you or not. We didn't see anything. But to just come, and then Reese hopping on the bandwagon, even though Junior's girlfriend came in and said, it was me that hit you, Junior didn't even put his hands on you. That pissed me off.
Yeah. It might be.
I was going to say, like we said last week, the fact that Reese didn't even want to really watch the video so that she could still do this whole victim, you know, play the victim.
Right.
So it's like, what are you doing here, girl?
It's in Reese's DNA to play the victim. So.
Facts. I've been trying to calm down, not saying facts a lot, but facts for that one. So Loyal Inc., you know, they had a rough week. They're like, you know, let's go camping. Let's bond. You know, we don't know if Lily and Reese are going to show up. If they do, they do. They don't, they don't. The crew gets together. The couples are there. Mm-hmm. You got Van and Jen, the yelling couple. I'm going to call them the yellers. Neek, Danielle, Charmaine, Four even comes, Dawn and Ashley. So it seems like a really good, relaxing time. Mm-hmm. Our man Van is crippled and... Oh, Cobra's even there. Cobra's there. Yeah. When they get there, they play a prank on the girl. So it's cute. It's loving. I love seeing them like this in this light.
They're having fun, having a good time. But then here comes Lily and Reese. They decide to pop up at the trip.
Dumb and dumber.
So the girls pop up. They drive 3 hours just to get up there. But at first you're like, okay, why did you guys even come if you were talking all that ish? And then all the drama popped off. What were your initial thoughts when you seen Lily and Reese?
I knew nothing intelligent was going to come out of the conversation, because this is where I have an issue. You can have whatever problem you do, but it's so lame to, like, bring up something that has nothing to do with when they were like, oh, by the way, Ashley, Charmaine talks mad trash about you.
That was so petty.
I'm like, you don't have a foot to stand on, and so you're just grasping, and you look stupid. And I wish Ashley would have taken a step back from the situation and been like, you know what, she's just saying this to... start stuff, because Lily was just sitting there laughing, which, mind you, I'm not a fighter, but I feel like if I was in that situation, I probably would have jumped over and swung on Lily. But that's a different story. But it was just, like, petty and stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was super childish. It's like, totally you're going to try to throw everybody under the bus just because. And one thing about Lily to me, like, she's just a troublemaker. Like, she'll stand back and will throw everybody under the bus to see them fight. And instead of them realizing that, now they're going at each other. I'm like, guys, Lily is purposely starting.
It's like, cause she doesn't have a point. She doesn't really have a point. And when everyone is kind of coming against her and no one's going her, it's not going her way like she wants it to. Oh, well, let me throw something else out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's going to make other people upset, make you guys start arguing since what I'm doing isn't really working. Let me throw something else out
there. Because they were like, they were like a united front until she threw that like wrench in the system.
Yeah.
It was just kind of frustrating to watch because I was like, y'all are in the right. She's wrong.
Totally wrong.
And I thought it was disrespectful for her to come at her and Reese to come at Jen because Jen is very like, Jen may not be a tattoo artist. She may not work at the shop, but her man is the head of y'all. And so she very much is a part of what goes on there because she has to deal with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole, like, a point of a relationship is that you're there for your partner. And so she's the one who's literally there trying to get Van through all this drama. So, yeah, she has a right to say something, especially when her man's not there.
Yeah.
I thought it was just very low and shady that Charmaine at the one point is trying to get them all together and even suggests them coming on the trip. And then she says to Charmaine, you don't even know shit about tattooing. Excuse you. Like, I'm the one who told the crew it was a good idea for you to even come here. Then Bash and Jen, it was just horrible. But what makes it worse, they do all this. They say all this stuff to everybody. They start a fight with Ashley and the whole crew. But they have the nerve to put their tent in the middle and to still camp there.
Which, do y'all need camera time that? Like, Reese, Reese, you are so annoying, corny, my guy. Because, like, oh, have you ever heard of Naked and Afraid? Like, it, girl, if that's the only way you can get camera time on this show, there's this website called Pornhub, and I think it will really suit you better.
It's just a mess. Like, so I felt when Charmaine said, she's like, Ryan Henry was not, he was right. He was always right. This isn't a family. This is more like a business. And when she threw Ryan's name in there, I was like, okay. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. And then the storm was brewing between Lily and Reese. I just feel like as talented as Reese is, it's unfortunate that she decided to hop on the Lily bandwagon because she. I personally think that she could have went further, but she just was bad news from the beginning, fighting with Cobra, fighting with Charmaine.
She should have humbled herself. And then it's like, you're coming into a shop, you're coming into a place with a lot of different people. Why are you clinging on to one person? Get to kind of know everybody, see everybody's vibe. You just want to cling on to Lily, and her word is gold, and you just want to go off of that. And it's like, get to know everybody that's in this shop. Like, you're ready to fight on her behalf, and for what? You don't know what's going on. You don't know the history. You just came in guns blazing, and for what? You know what I mean? She's so petty. And another thing that pissed me off about her was when Don was saying that, you know, I don't have a problem with Junior. Y'all can't tell me who I'm going to be friends with. And she was like, well, maybe that wasn't the right time to say that. Why are we being so sensitive to Lily? Like, Junior didn't do shit. It's been proven. So,
like get over
it. What do you mean? Don't say that right now. He didn't do anything to that girl. Like, if he had done something to her, it would make the situation totally different. But that man is innocent. Let's move on.
And I think what bothers me more about Reese than anything is I don't think Reese is stupid. Right. I don't think she's dumb. Lily is straight up crazy.
Yeah.
Her irrational behavior, I'm like, Lily is crazy. Mm-hmm. Reese, I don't think, is a crazy person. So I'm like, I know you see her doing this stuff and thinking this isn't smart, but you still choose to hop on it. And she's loyal to a fault with Lily.
Yeah.
And Reese could have been likable if she'd come in humble, like you said, and she would have gotten to know everyone. And I wouldn't have minded seeing her stick around. But I think one of the reasons I dislike her so much is because she is loyal to a fault and refuses to, like, take a step back and call out your friend. Because you're not a real friend if you can't call out your friend.
Because if you really care about Lily like you claim you do, that's when you pull her aside and you say, you know what? What you did wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to hop on the bandwagon. But what also pisses me off is Lily wants everyone to be so sensitive towards her, but all the fights that you've started in that place, you put your hands on, though they're females, you still put your hands on other people. Yeah. So what makes that right? That pissed me off, and I wanted them to get out of there because it was just, Lily was already pissing me off. Reese was already over the edge. And what I don't like about Reese, not that she's a bad person, it's just that she hopped on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And she's a good tattoo artist. She's super talented, and she could have gone far with the show, but you're hopping on Lily's bandwagon. Why? I'm like, did she? Never mind. speaking of the good stuff, Drew, Let the kids know what we got coming up.
Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't be, because there's an on and off switch and you can just be like, bah. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know what you think in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you. And as my girl Drew mentioned, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. If you guys are iTunes and you're listening to us yelling, we're sorry. We love you so much. We know you can't physically see us, but if you can, if you are on there and you're listening to us and if you love us, please give us 5 stars. We would greatly appreciate it. And you guys can even leave comments and let us know what you think. Are you Team Lily? Are you Team Reese? Are you Team NYMEG? Are you Team Loyal Inc? And if you guys are on YouTube in the chat, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And thanks for always kicking it with us, with the NYMEG crew. All right. So these two crazy girls are still there, camped up in the middle of the woods. And Van is awakened from his from his sleep, from being all medicated. And which I'm going to say in the news and gossip, because they said that he had gout.
Yeah.
But he responds and says he did not have gout. So I was reading his comments.
That's good, because I was like, how old is Van? 57? Like, why did he have gout?
Van actually said that they twisted it and he actually did something. He did something with the arch in his foot.
Okay.
So he's like, VH1 did that, but he does not have gout. Okay. So Van wakes up and he finds that his two tattoo artists, most talented tattoo artists, according to Van, is out the door. And Van does the unthinkable. He throws his girlfriend, Jen, under the bus just to get on Lily and Reese's side to get them back in the shot. What are y'all thinking?
You don't do that, especially in front of some chicks that were just disrespecting your girl. Like, you never throw your girl under the bus with another woman. Like, don't ever do that. Like, I don't care if it was for work or whatever. Like, you got to go home to that woman.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
But what Van needs to understand, especially if you're going to be the front of this tattoo shop, is energy and, like, work environment is a huge part of making a business successful. Mm-hmm. Like, if your team isn't getting along, then that's very apparent as a customer to walk into. Yeah. So you don't want people like Lily and Reese up in there because it gives this bad vibe. Also, Jen wasn't in the wrong. You don't need to, like, there's no reason to throw her under the bus because she was defending you and defending your team and defending your legacy. And you just look dumb and corny. And I love Van, don't get me wrong. But, like, you look corny throwing your girl under the bus and, like, getting all cuddly with them. And you don't need to baby Lily. Like, I'm so tired of them babying Lily. She's a full grown ass woman.
That annoys me that they baby her like she's some Tasmanian devil. Yeah, like you're a grown woman and people got to walk around on eggshells because of you. That's a problem. You're almost damn near 30. Yeah. I don't care if you're 24. You're old enough to know better. And I just felt like, Van, like, what is wrong with putting up a hire sign or a help wanted sign? Mm-hmm. Brian's doing it with NYMEG. Hmm. Yes, they are very talented, but you have four is not really there, but you have Cobra. You guys can look for more talented artists who now watch the show in season 4 and would love to sign up to be a part of this. So I felt like kissing their ass and knowing that they were in the wrong.
Yeah.
And though, Van, you were not there, but they were in the wrong, the way they were even talking to Jen. Mm-hmm. And I felt like Jen had every right. She's standing up for her man because he
wasn't there. And if you guys are supposed to be in this, you know, relationship of what, 10 years or plus that they've been together, at this point, she is your better half. And when you are not there, she is to represent you, and vice versa. If she's somewhere, you know what I'm trying to say. Just can't
you
get
better
it right
represent
now.
Me.
You better represent. Exactly. You know what
Rachel,
I'm saying?
Rachel, Deddy Ryan.
Exactly.
Nikki does it before.
And I was telling Drew, like, the way he could have handled it if he didn't agree with Jen, to state that, you know what, this is my other half.
Right.
If I'm not there, she represents me. Now, maybe in that time, I didn't agree with everything she said, but she was representing me in that moment. She was standing up for me. Leave it at that. You know what I mean? Not throwing her under the bus. And then to say, Jen doesn't bring value to the shop. Say that in front of these raggedy.
That's what I'm saying. That was foolish to say. Because once she does, like, again, not everybody needs to be a tattoo artist for that place to flourish.
Yeah. Exactly.
Charmaine has a huge part in the success of Loyal Inc. She had a huge part in the success of NYMEG. Jen is your you come home and you complain and you vent to who? To Jen.
Exactly.
She is your emotional support. So don't say that she doesn't have a part in Loyalty Inc. when she's been sitting here supporting you and being like your punching bag so that It's just frustrating.
It's frustrating. And then the whole thing is the issue that they're talking about now and that they're dealing with is not like it's just confined to the shop. That was a personal issue.
Yeah, it was.
So, hey, guess what? If I want to speak on it, I'm going to speak on it. She was there. Because you guys were dead ass wrong.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
She was there.
So stop coming for everybody. Stop coming for Junior when you had a part in it. No one made you go up. You ran up. You didn't have to. No one made you do that. Junior may have been taunting you guys, but that still didn't give you the right to go and try to put your hands on somebody.
Exactly. They were in the wrong, and I'm tired of them trying to baby them and hold their hand. And I'm happy that Jen held them accountable because nobody else was doing it. Yeah. And Jen's like, I'm tired of hearing this story. Let's get over it. Mm-hmm. Junior didn't put his hands on you. What you're not going to do is drag Dawn and everybody down. Either we're going to build and you're going to move on, or you guys are going to quit and leave. Why even come up here?
But at the end of the day, and I don't know how many times I've said this, you swung first.
Facts.
I don't care. Like, I'm not for violence whatsoever, but I don't care if you're a man, woman, goat,
turkey. Don't you put
turkey.
Your hands on me.
If you swing at me, I'm going to swing at you. It's real simple as that. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to get hit, don't throw hands.
Yeah. Exactly. Simple. And they should have never done that. And they have to be big girls and be adults about it. So this is why I'm also very upset. Lily is a very vindictive person, mm-hmm. and manipulative person, where she's smart as well, where she knows how to put people against each other. Mm-hmm. So here you have Van trying to buddy, kiss their ass and say all this crap about Jen, and he tries to bring the girls together so they come to the phone party. Everyone is a little confused because what Van didn't do, instead of pulling his team and the girls together in the same room, he talked to the girls separately.
Yeah.
So now the team is extra confused because now they don't know why Lily and Reese are coming up there. And what does Lily do? She tries to throw Van under the bus. She says, oh, no, Van, tell her how you try to come to my apartment and try to smash. Actually, Jen, he kissed me, and I let him kiss me.
Right. Which, do we believe this?
Not at all. She caught herself up immediately. She said, oh, you showed up at my apartment, and then was like, oh, and you tried to get me to come over. Come over where? I thought he showed up at your apartment.
Like, which one is it?
But also, I think Van said it. He was like, if I wanted to smash, I would have smashed.
I believe that.
Which is facts. Like, I feel like if Van wanted to get with Lily, he would have had full opportunity to get with mm-hmm. Lily, and it would have happened. And I feel like Jen would have known. And I will say I like that Jen caught, like, she got mad at first, but then she caught herself and was like,
because they were laughing.
Give me the receipts, right?
She was like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me?
Yeah.
And Lily admits it. She's like, okay, I totally messed up now. Like, mm-hmm. I can't go back on it. I just, because I'm not believing that Van would choose you out of all people just to pull up. According to you, he pulled up, but then he asked you to come over to risk everything. Jennifer's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She flew and jumped in the pool. She didn't put ketchup all over the man's house. She took his sneakers.
You're going to live your best life without me.
One of these sneakers. That is crazy.
Without me. Like, I don't see him risking it all for Lily.
No.
I'm sorry. Like, if he going to risk it, he going to risk it for somebody else.
Like I said, when it's not really going her way, she's going to throw something else out there.
Which is lame.
Super.
I just was like, what was the point of you girls being there? And they're like, we ain't gonna drive 3 hours just not. Yeah, no, go home.
But you did.
But why even come? You should have settled this in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and okay, so everything was going good, but I felt like their bad juju vibes has spread on all the little campers. And though Dawn and Charmaine tried to make it a really good thing, but I just felt like it became a bad thing because
Dawn,
our guy Dawn, we love us some Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn be trying, but we know Dawn sometimes. Dawn. We love you, but so Dawn tries to do the same with Ashley. He has the roses. He enlists Four and Nikki to help him do this beautiful romantic thing with Ashley. And you think that Ashley's about to fall for it, but she's like, no.
And it was funny because at first I'm like, how did this go left? While I'm just watching the previews and everything, I'm like, Ashley, like, and at first, I'm sorry, because I was kind of blaming her at first. Like, why are you popping off? Like, how did this go wrong? But then as I watched it, and I understood where she was coming from.
Yeah.
Just continue to put in the work and put in the effort. You don't have to mention wanting me back all the time. Let's just work on it.
Right.
Because it probably felt like pressure.
Yeah.
Don't pressure me. You know what I mean? You've shitted on me 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let me take my time. So if you want to do something, like she said, do it out of the kindness of your heart. Meaning you don't have to then add, I want my family. We know you want your family back.
Right.
We know that's what you're working on.
Yep.
So just do it.
I agree.
Shout out to Nike.
Hey. I agree. Because at one point, I'm like, because she was yelling, you need to beg me. You need to beg for your family. So on one end, I'm like, actually, no. He's been messing up since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, what is begging going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, I'm like, she's absolutely right. Dawn didn't give her the space or the respect to let her grieve and mm-hmm. live her life. Let her make the choice. Yeah. And I feel like Dawn feels like, because I'm stripping for you and throwing flowers in your face, because he knows that whatever he does, he can get Ashley back. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the first time where their relationship was actually threatened, where mm-hmm. she was like, no, I'm going to Texas and I need to breathe.
Yeah.
And I feel her when she's like, bro, chill out. We're working on it. Mm-hmm. But don't think because you're going to give me these flowers that I'm going to just move back yeah. in. Everything is hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was on the fence with the both of them.
A few things. One, I love that they kept panning. The editors are so funny. I love that they kept panning back to Four and Nikki, and they'd be like, should we go over there? Because it was like a parent trap moment.
They're like, I feel so bad. They're like,
oh, our mom and dad getting back together. But also, yeah, I feel Ashley because, like, any dude can romance, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, any guy can yep. post. I know girls who have boyfriends who will post all this crazy stuff on Instagram, like, with the long, sappy post, ugh. And buy them all these nice things, and then will be cheating on them with multiple people.
Yeah. Okay.
Manipulative.
Yeah, any dude can romance you, but not every dude can earn your trust and mm-hmm. win your heart. And yep. I think what Ashley was trying to say was, like, okay, I see you're making this grand gesture effort, but, like, you're, like, causing this whole, like, distraction while, meanwhile, mm-hmm. our trust is over here struggling. Mm-hmm. And I just need you to acknowledge it and work towards that and stop putting me on a timeline to heal for something mm-hmm. that you had the full ability not to do.
Yep.
Nobody forced your thing.
And other people's things.
Listen.
Multiple times. And I felt her on that. And that's a first for me to even say that. Mm-hmm. I felt her so, like, when, because at first I was like, Ashley, stop yelling. And then when I actually heard what she was saying, I'm like, damn, she's actually telling the truth. Yeah. Like, Dawn, you have to let her make this decision. It's just not on you right
come
now.
Come home every night without me feeling away, without me suspecting anything. You know what I mean? Be there for me, be there for the kids. That is how this is going to work. Yeah. When I see that, when I see those efforts and nothing goes wrong there, I can get rid of my anxiety about you being away from me for a certain amount of time. Once that gets better, then we can move forward. And but like you said, the gestures are almost like a distraction.
Yeah.
And I feel like her yelling wasn't her trying to be loud and crazy. I feel like she was just like frustrated and desperate.
Yeah.
She's like, I love you and I want this to work, but this isn't what's going to make it work. Right. Like, you can do romantic gestures and still cheat on me. Like, you've done this stuff for me in the past and still cheated on me.
Yeah.
Show me that, like, I can put my trust and my heart back to you, because, like, that's, I get it. Like, that sucks, that feeling of, like, someone showing you that they love you, but then going back and doing
the same thing. And I knew it was real when she was like, well, you doing this in front of the cameras, but she kept catching herself. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew it was real, because she was like, don't try to do this to me on camera to make everybody think one thing when you're so sweet and cute, but you cheat on me all the time.
Yeah.
Just a mess. I feel like Lily and Reese's bad vibes just... It was such a good moment.
It was.
They were ziplining. They was climbing. Everybody was bonding. But at the end of it, we see that the girls head back. Lily and Reese, they head on back to Chicago. They drive the 3 hours that they claim they did. And they pack up their ish. And they're going.
Bye.
How did you guys feel at that moment? Were you guys like, good riddance? Do you think that... No, I can say that for predictions. Because I'm like, do you think that this is the end for the girls?
Well, no, but... I feel like watching them, I had an old lady moment, like, bye. Let's hit you with a good little split.
I feel like Reese isn't going to stick around. And, like, I can't say why, because it was a different conversation that wasn't on air. But I feel like Reese isn't.
And also, the reason why I feel like she's not around, because the new segment that we're doing, the tattoo segment, I actually got a tattoo from her page, and her location has been California lately. So I'm like, oh, is she back here? I don't know.
Well, she's going to pull up and try to fight me.
Stay here. I'm ready.
We're all peace and love. We love all the nine back people.
Peace and love.
But Lily and Reese, we would love for you guys to check it at the door. We would love for you guys to even come up here and chat with us, because everyone else has done it and everyone has sat in that hot seat and we go in, but it's all out of love and we're just super fans and we love
so come
you.
Get this hot seat, Lily.
Guys, that was a crazy episode.
It was.
That was insane. So let's get all the bad vibes off of us and let's get into our tattoo 101 segment.
Yeah.
Lanisha, take it away.
I have tattoos for you guys. Beautiful artwork. So we have tattoos. Tonight we're going to focus on Ryan and Junior. Maybe Reese, depending on how I feel after we talk about Juniors. So this tattoo right here, the one we have right now, is none other than Junior. This is really beautiful because portraits aren't easy. Especially, like, they just aren't easy, period, and especially on skin and like a tattoo, but this is done so well. It definitely looks just like Malcolm X.
That's That is so
like
dope.
This is beautiful, and I also feel like it catches the essence of him.
Yes,
as like the facial, he has a facial expression in there. Like this is
Junior's
super
dope.
Junior's
super sick. Dope.
The shading, the like, I feel like I could be on a critique. Like ooh, judging show.
Sounds like a tattoo judging
yeah,
show. We
and
should
it
do
like
that.
It looks like it's going to age well.
Yes.
Like,
that too.
Because mm-hmm. like it looks like it's going to heal nicely. Like if it looks this good, fresh, like I imagine it's going to heal yeah. nicely. And yeah, it just looks really good.
Look at the detail in like the suit. I mean, that looks like a fresh collar. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys can like go to his page as well, because I don't know how crisp like this image is for you guys if you're watching. So go to his page as well, because like this looks like a very crisp, well ironed collar.
Beautiful.
And like this is all by drawing and by ink. It's amazing to me. So the next one, we're going to go to Ryan's tattoo.
I love this tattoo so much.
Oh, man.
The color.
That is crazy.
In this tattoo. Mm-hmm. Is amazing.
Damn.
And the detail.
Oh my goodness. Look like the beads on the headband and the finger waves.
Damn, yo, Ryan is
I kind of just realized that. Like, I knew it was like a finger wave hairstyle, but when you zoom in, you really can, like, you kind of see, like, there's a dip. He kind of.
Oh,
has
that's,
that. Like,
that's
you know,
beautiful.
That's super dope. Look, the face detail. They are so talented. I know a lot of times we always say, like, it's all this drama, but sometimes get back to the tattoos a little bit. Like,
right.
This would have been super dope to focus on the show. I mean, look at the rose as well.
I love that rose.
Because this
yeah.
is a little bit different. I actually haven't seen a rose drawn out like this.
I was
going
to say, even the detail and lighting and, like, the leaves.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. We're like legit tattoo commentators.
We
I love
are.
This.
Who are we?
What's
happening?
This is amazing. Okay. That color is just beautiful. Now let's go to this chick.
Bust it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Kind of.
No,
it's
she's
a tattoo.
She's a good artist.
She's a good
she's
artist.
A good artist.
I don't like her right now.
I was
going to
say,
okay,
she's a good artist.
Here you go.
But since I want to be petty.
We don't like her right now. Well, before we get to petty, let's start with love. As Joe Budden says, we're going to start with love.
You're
right.
You're
going
to start with love.
I'll start with love. So right now, for those who are listening, we are viewing one of Reese's tattoos. And I picked this out because I love elephants. And it's really dope because it's on someone's leg. And I love the detail. Now, ladies, what are your thoughts on this tattoo?
I think I said the same thing on her tattoo for Cobra. She just has a weird concept with shading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this tattoo, and I mean, maybe it wasn't supposed to be, but I feel like it's supposed to be symmetrical, and it's not.
It's not.
And that kind of, like...
The triangle at the bottom actually looks a little curved.
Yeah, I just realized that was a triangle.
And the eyes aren't the same. But listen, here's what y'all need to understand. I'm fully real. You don't have to tell me in the comments I'm being petty. I'm 100% aware
she admits it. It's okay.
That I'm being petty. Same. But... Don't be acting stupid on TV if y'all want me to be petty.
Facts. Nope. Facts. I will say, like I was telling the girls earlier, Reese's location has been California, and we know she's from the West Coast. So that's pretty interesting to see. I went through all of her tattoos, and the only one that said Chicago was when she put a message out about Ryan. Mm. But everything's been Cali, so I think she's back here on the West
Coast.
Good
for her. Yay.
I mean, it's pretty. I'm just saying, like... When you sit there and look at it and critique it, if she's allegedly the best artist,
right.
in for Loyalty Inc., as Van said,
no, Lily,
I just feel like
Cobra Ryan Jr. definitely
Cobra.
At the top four.
You
Van.
Know, with the average eye, it looks
pretty
like a
good.
Really good tattoo. But no, the it's not that symmetric.
All right, well, that has been Tattoo 101, and we are your commentators. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Yes.
I like that. I feel like we should keep doing the tattoo commentary.
Yeah, we gotta get back to the tattoo.
Yes. All right, y'all. So I got some news and gossip for y'all. Someone who is no longer on the show. Let's see. Actually, no, we can start there. We can start there. So the first picture brought up over the weekend, Labor Day weekend, Ryan and Rachel celebrated their baby boy's birthday.
Yes.
So Mason, I believe he turned 11 years old, and it was cool to see their Insta stories because they had this big blow up.
Yeah.
I don't know what
like,
that was.
That bouncy house, like obstacle course
yeah.
kind of thing.
It was amazing. And the fact that, like, to see Ryan kind of be, like, manly man and they were cutting trees down, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, Ryan. Yeah. But they celebrated little Mason's birthday, and he is the cutest kid. I love his afro. And
he's a good mix of the two of them, like him and, like, Rachel and Ryan.
He really is.
Especially, like, I see so much Rachel, but then it's like, I see Ryan in those brows. Yeah.
Yes, and that afro.
Yes.
Can that family drop their hair product?
Honestly?
Like Ryan? They all got bundles.
Honestly, Rachel and Ryan, if you're listening, because one thing Rachel does do, because she has the two little boys and they both have curly hair, she will put the products that she's using in her hair. But Rachel, Ryan, if you're listening, you need to start some kids' hair products. For real. You're welcome.
Yeah, that should be your next venture.
You're welcome. All right, what we got next? Our guy, Four, who we love Four so much, this weekend for Labor Day, he was performing at a cool festival called the North Coast Music Festival in Union Park of Chicago, Illinois. That's so dope. It was cool to see him on stage performing because Four is coming a long way.
Yeah.
And people were showing him love. Even London on the track was in his comments.
That's a good move because, yeah.
We're proud of you, Four. Mm-hmm. Keep doing your thing. Our beautiful friend Charmaine, she is busy. She is actually in New Orleans where she is from, her hometown. Mm-hmm. And she was having a watch party tonight with her peeps. So she was just promoting that she'd be in New Orleans this week.
I will say this, a little tidbit. At first, she was going to have a watch party at Hooters. Oh. And then they canceled it on her because they were like, oh, we can't turn up the volume for the show. So then she went to Black Ink. And at first, I'm like, you know what? You should have started there.
Mm-hmm.
You should have just started there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we all got to stick together.
See?
You know what I mean?
See? Like, stick together.
Should have just started there.
But she's so bad.
Goodness. She is. Speaking of working together, Van and our guy, Caesar from Black Ink New York.
I
thought this was cool. They're having a pop up shop in New York for Chicago Rilla September 10th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. So if you're in New York, in Harlem on Malcolm X Boulevard, make sure you guys check that out. It's going to be in the Black Ink New York shop. That's I love dope. Seeing Caesar and Van come together because we always see Caesar and Ryan.
Yes, yes. So I would say that was the blackest sentence I've ever heard in my life.
That was a lot of black.
I was like, blackety black.
Speaking about new and cool, our girl Kat, though she's not on the show, but her brand new tattoo shop just opened here in LA on Pico Boulevard. Enigma Tattoo is open, and she said we are now accepting walking appointments. Her shop is at 8760 West Pico Boulevard. Shout out to the beautiful Kat. I think we have another picture of her standing, kind of like, yeah. There she is walking into her new shop. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Shout outs to her, though. You know what I mean? Because she still has her glow up. She is still glowing.
Yeah. I love seeing them. Like, you know, the things that we've always talked about in the past is guys glow up, do something. Ryan's doing something, so you guys do something.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see that Van's doing his thing. Danielle's doing her modeling thing. Charmaine is the boss. Like, I just love seeing them do their thing. So shout out to them. All right, peeps, let's get into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Who would like to start on this hot mess of a show we call Black Ink Crew Chicago?
I don't know if it's really a prediction, but I am just excited. So we kind of knew some things were brewing, but I was expecting them for maybe next season. But to see certain people go back to Ryan,
ooh,
like Lily's like, give me a second chance. I have to like, oof, you got to beg for your job back.
Got
to
eat that
and
crow. See,
like, and Charmaine, so that's the thing. Like, everyone wanted to leave and say, you know, things weren't being ran correctly at 9MAG and all these problems. But now you have to go crawling back. That's the most humbling
that you really situation, have to humble
experience. Like,
child.
So I'm just excited to see how that is going to all play out next week. So I don't really have a prediction of how it's going to go, if he's going to accept it. Well, you know what? I take that back. The one with Charmaine is going to be a little tough. I think with Lily, I think he's going to hear her out. But as we see in that preview, he's like, he didn't even have on glasses. And I felt like he took glasses off. And was like, look me in my eye and tell me if you think we're okay. Oof. If you think we're cool. So that's not going to go too well.
What about you, Drew?
Man, part of me thinks, like, I still think they're all going to be back under one house just because of the tidbits that people have come through here and told us. Like, I feel like they're all going to be back under one house. So I won't be surprised if he takes Lily. But I don't think it's going to be as easy as she thinks it's going to be. Mm. And then the Charmaine and Ryan thing, yikes. I don't know. I really want it to be okay. But obviously from recent stuff, I don't necessarily think it's...
Yeah, that's gonna take some more time.
My prediction, and actually my hope that I've been saying since last season, I hope and I think what VH1 is doing, that they're going to be back in one house, because I think VH1 is tired of the two separate teams. As we see, Ryan's shop is not open yet, so I do think we're going to see everyone come back, but I don't think he's going to let Lily. I think he's going to give Charmaine a harder time because that's actually his friend and he cares a lot about her, and he's actually really hurt. I think with Lily, I think it's not going to be on bad terms, but I don't see him saying, And the reason I say this is because we guys know they went to the VMAs together recently, mm-hmm. all of them together. And Ryan will say it's for a check. It is what it is. I didn't. Lily was also at the VMAs, but she wasn't with them. And I peeped that on her page, and I was like, oh, okay. So I noticed that the old 9MAG crew was back together. So what I think is 9MAG will be back together with the old folks, and I think the new people from Ryan's shop will come over. I don't know about Lily. Like, because if Junior comes... And Junior's his right hand.
That's true.
I don't see Lily coming.
And she's like, she's reckless. She doesn't have it. She doesn't. For someone who says she's about her money, she doesn't know how to take her personal away from her business. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, man. It's getting juicy, y'all. This has been a crazy, crazy episode. I think we only have two or three more left. If you guys don't know, Black Ink New York is coming back September 19th, which means you guys got to catch up with Chicago. And I think Chicago, when we go off, we coming right back, too, in a few months. Craig, oh, my goodness. Before we go, tell the people they can find you guys out on social media.
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
And you guys can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
You guys can find me, and I'll be in those comments, and I'll be in creeping all next week to bring you guys more news and gossip. Carmen will be back next week. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom, and to follow us on social media, AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. You can like us on YouTube. Hear us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Instagram. We love you guys, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.